My third object in the history of Baroque music in five objects is the candle, vital for the staging of opera. The average opera staging took thousands of candles, all made from tallow or animal fat. Candles in chandeliers hung above the stage and stood in a trough in front of the stage, providing footlights to light the faces. They were also used to light the whole auditorium. It was only in the 19th century with Wagner that the auditorium was darkened. In 1545, Italian architect and stage designer Sebastian Serlio started using coloured filters for lights. Glass vessels filled with coloured liquids were placed in front of the lights. Red wine for red, saffron for yellow, and ammonium chloride in a copper vessel to produce blue, useful for creating the illusion of nightfall. In the 17th century, another Italian architect, Niccolò Sabatini, came up with the important innovation of how to create lights that could dim. Using a pulley system, cylinders were lowered over candles, controlling the amount of lighting on stage. He also invented the spotlight, putting a polished metal sink behind the candles, directing the light towards the singer. The candles required a lot of supervision. Stage hands had to rush around during intervals, relighting or replacing candles. The wicks of the candles were different to modern wicks and had to be constantly trimmed, otherwise they could be too hot and melt too much wax, which then dripped down onto the audience or the singers. The candles generated a great deal of heat and also caused oxygen deprivation, leading people to faint in the theatre. Added to this, there was, of course, the fire hazard that caused far too many opera houses to burn down. The use of lighting was often not recorded, but it does exist in the libretto of the Haymarket Theatre production of Handel's Amadigi di Gola from 1715. Amongst the special effects is this scene change in Act One. The enchanted portico breaks apart at the sound of a clamorous symphony. The stage darkens with thunder and lightning bolts and lights up again at the appearance of Oriana, surrounded by enchanted knights and ladies. The music played during that scene change, the Sinfonia from Act One of Handel's Amadigi di Gola, is performed here by Le Musicien de Louvre and Mark Minkowski. Thank you. That was the Sinfonia from Act 1 of Amadigi di Gorlo by Handel, performed by Le Musicien du Louvre, conducted by Mark Minkowski. FMR.